From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 6 weeks before voters go to the polls, the two major U.S. party presidential nominees clashed late Monday in a televised debate at New York's Hofstra University. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton sparred over the economy, race relations, and foreign policy. Trump, the Republican nominee, blamed Clinton for the rise of the Islamic State.
This is something that never should have happened. It should have never happened. Now, you're talking about taking out ISIS, but you were there and you were Secretary of State when it was a little infant. Now it's in over 30 countries.
The former Secretary of State defended the Obama administration's Iranian nuclear deal.
So I spent a year and a half putting together a coalition that included Russia and China to impose the toughest sanctions on Iran. And we did drive them to the negotiating table.
They disagreed over economic and tax policy. Clinton said Trump's economic proposals wouldn't work. Trump accused Clinton of being all talk and no action. The election is November 8th. Polls show it a close race to succeed President Obama, who's constitutionally barred from beyond two terms. Gabonese President Ali Bongo scheduled to be inaugurated for another seven-year term in office Tuesday, 3 days after the controversial and narrowly won election was validated by the country's highest court, despite a challenge from opposition candidate Jean Ping. Martha, an unemployed mother, said economic conditions in the oil-rich nation remain poor. She said she has a big family and no means to support them. International observers criticized the August 27 ballot as lacking transparency. Taiwan bracing for another blow from another typhoon Tuesday, this time one named Meggie. This is VOA News.